of the cool things we can do, we can do, we can do. We love the cool things we can do on our computer.
When you need to talk technology, no one gets you more gigs in your hard drive than Adam. It's time for Adam the Computer Guy with Adam Lepp.
Adam Lepp, yes, that's my name, and talking technology topics on Tuesday and Thursday. That's my game. Good morning. Thank you so much for listening. So glad to have you aboard. And you can also watch my show live on Facebook video. If you are not already a friend of mine, a virtual cyber friend on Facebook, just look me up, Adam the Computer Guy or Adam Lepp in Ohio. Add me. Let me know you're a listener to the Adam the Computer Guy radio show. And you can watch me live on video. And I'll accept your friend request because I'm a pretty friendly guy. Thank you so much for listening. It's been somewhat decent in the weather department this week. We're expecting a little snow later today into tomorrow morning, but that's okay. It is December after all. Hopefully you had a great holiday. Got lots of presents. Maybe you got a new computer that you can use to listen to our station through the internet or through the free TuneIn app. Or maybe just you got a regular FM radio, because if you're within about 10 or 15 miles of Marion, our signal is great. Just tune it to 107.1 FM and you can listen the old-fashioned way, because that's how we roll. Here on WWGH, we offer unique, exclusive local programming for your enjoyment, your entertainment, and your information. Scott Spears has his celebrity interviews and discussion with local people of interest. Of course, our local radio legend, Charlie Evers, he's been in broadcasting longer than I've been alive, and that's been a pretty long time. He's on. In fact, he's on after me today. We have one of our other general managers, Terry, and also Sean, they're on the air regularly with an assortment of opinions and guests and topics to tickle your fancy and otherwise provide entertainment. Local person with great opinions, Linda Sims, and last but not least, former basketball star Ed McCants, now a community activist, is on regularly with Marion 2020. Great shows for you here on WWGH, and on this show we discuss technology. Maybe your monitor is only monitoring your headaches. Maybe your printer is not printing anything other than gibberish. Maybe your server is serving you more headaches than 10 New Year's Day hangovers. Well, if that's the case, we solve those problems here on the Adam the Computer Guy radio show. You can actually call me and I'll provide free technical support. How about that? You won't have to swipe your credit card on your phone. You won't have to send me anything through PayPal, but thank you is always appreciated. Let me know what your problem is with your electronic gadgetry, and I shall solve it. Phone number here in the station is 740-383-9944. Feel free to call me, 740-383-WWGH. If you're watching my live video, see here's the phone, which you can call, and we put you right on the air. We also talk about smartphones and robotics, technology in medicine, social media, things that are related and part of the technologically oriented world that we inhabit. So I very much look forward to hearing from you. As we get ready to close out 2016, many things that people want to address relates to what happened this year. Some very tragic celebrity deaths, the mother and daughter, two very talented people, Debbie Reynolds and Carrie Fisher, passing away over the last few days. Very sad. Outstanding musicians such as David Bowie and Prince and George Michael being someone I played a lot when I worked in radio in Northern New York in the mid to late 80s. What a talent. Only 53 years old. So some tragedies in 2016. Let's hope that those tragedies are kept to a very minimal level. in 2017. We, of course, have a change at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, a resident of that dwelling, that is the White House, who will be more than likely very different from the current resident of that dwelling. So that will, if anything else, be interesting. Of course, social media having a big effect on the election. Possible cyber influence from other countries. And we can discuss those things here on the Adam the Computer Guy radio show, as technology has such an impact on our lives, like it or not. That's kind of how it is. 740-383-9944. And you can also send me an email. I love to receive your electronic communications. Well, I guess that's okay. Adam at WWGH1071.com. Beep, beep. Did I toot my own horn? Well, I do believe that I did. Well, the reason is that, as you may know, I am the webmaster, the person who programs and maintains and otherwise works on the famous website at WWGH1071.com. And I think the website is absolutely awesome, to put it mildly. You can, of course, look at my photo, Charlie's photo, Terry's photo, and photos of other staff here at the station. Of course, we do have a face for radio, as they say, so don't expect to see anybody who looks like the future First Lady by any means, but that's kind of how it is. No one has to see you in radio, so it's okay if you aren't the most gorgeous specimen out there. And you can also hear about Charlie and our other esteemed hosts, look at our show schedule, and, of course, click on the Listen Now button to listen online 24/7. And if you miss a show, maybe you'd like to hear Scott's talk with the amazing Kreskin, which took place earlier this week. This guy can predict almost anything. I used to love watching his TV specials when I was a kid. Well, just go ahead and click on the Show Archives button, and you can listen to archives of shows from the last several months. You can do it all on our website, WWGH1071.com. Adam Lepp here, live in the studio at the Marion Center Mall, just south of historic downtown Marion, Ohio. Thank you so much for listening. Please give me a ring. We can talk technology or social media or almost anything. Doesn't even have to be technology, because that's the kind of guy that I am. 740-383-9944. Taking a look at some news from the world of technology. Some predictions for 2017. More security vulnerabilities. Always like that word, vulnerabilities. Not a really happy word, but it's fun to say. Rolls off the tongue really well. Anyway, more vulnerabilities in security, in the computer realm, will appear in the software of Apple and Adobe than in Microsoft. Kind of surprising that Apple and Adobe will beat Microsoft in this not-so-good category. Also, these security experts are predicting that more attacks on the Internet's infrastructure will occur, and that cybersecurity events will stoke international tensions. Trend Micro has been telling users of Apple desktops and laptops for many years that they've been relatively insulated from the kinds of malicious activity that has affected people using Windows. However, they're expecting that to change. So, as I mentioned, Apple products, they aren't as subject to viruses and malware as Windows systems are, but according to Trend Micro, that is going to change, and that will certainly be interesting, as people with Apples, they pay more for what's generally considered to be a better product, and now that better product idea is going to become smudged a bit, according to Trend Micro. They released a security predictions report and say that more security flaws will affect Apple and Adobe in 2017 compared to Microsoft. Declining PC sales and people using mobile phones and tablets more have dampened interest in targeting devices that are running Windows, according to Trend Micro. Microsoft also has increased its security strategies. They've worked on making their operating system and software more secure, and they've done that over the last couple years, which has made it more difficult to find these vulnerabilities in Windows and allow the software to come under attack. Trend Micro said that signs of hackers' increased interest in Adobe and Apple began appearing earlier this year. Zero-day vulnerabilities, which are flaws unknown to researchers until malicious actors exploit them. Check this out. 135 of these zero-day vulnerabilities were noted in 2016 for Adobe, and about half that many, 76 for Microsoft. Now compare that to what you might have seen 10 years ago, when Microsoft seemed to have all kinds of security issues compared to what you might have on Adobe or at Apple. Very interesting, to say the least. Would like to thank Mark and from Montreal, Canada, Chris, who's also a radio person. Thank you guys for listening and for watching on my live video stream. Be sure to call the show, 740-383-9944. And with respect to Apple, their zero-day vulnerabilities, again, those are program flaws, holes, security issues unknown to researchers until the bad guys exploit them. 25 in 2015, twice that many, 50 here in 2016. Not good. Now, the increased attention that Apple has drawn from cyber criminals can be associated with its growing success in the desktop and laptop market. Ed Cabrera, he's the VP of Cybersecurity Strategy at Trend Micro, said, "There is a much broader use of Apple products now. The criminals go where consumers and enterprises are. If consumers and enterprises are utilizing more Apple products, then that's where they're going to focus their activity, because that's where the money is going to be." So Apple being a bit of a victim of circumstance in that their products are more popular, not just with people using them, but with the bad guys. DDoS attacks, that stands for Distributed Denial of Service Attacks. And what that means is that an entity is flooding your website with traffic, just requesting and requesting pages and trying to shut it down. Kind of like making your car engine rev too high or not cool properly, and that causes it not to function or to stop working permanently. So these distributed denial of service attacks for a long time have functioned as a cyber weapon against websites, but their use reached a new level this year when they disrupted internet service in parts of Europe and North America by choking an important piece of internet infrastructure, and that was the domain name system. Now, DNS is like the phone book of the internet. You type in google.com and your computer knows where to go. So DNS, domain name system, is very important. It converts domain names into corresponding IP addresses. And if it can't find that address, can't find the website. Chase Cunningham, director of cyber operations at A10 Networks, said more upstream attacks on the internet will take place in 2017. He said, if you're an enemy of someone who depends on the internet for business or commerce, last year it was shown that if you upstream a little bit and launch a crafted denial of service attack, you can bring down large provider websites and infrastructure. In 2017, according to Chase Cunningham, again, director of cyber operations at A10 Networks, next year, he said, we are going to see more upstream attacks, and distributed denial of service is going to make a comeback as a cyber weapon. We're going to see a powerful denial of service attack on something that will cause problems for a national infrastructure. Tom Kellerman. He has some predictions also about cybersecurity in 2017. He's the CEO of Strategic Cyber Ventures. He said simmering tensions over nations hacking other nations will come to a boil in 2017. Geopolitics will be the harbinger for cyber attacks in 2017. Those cyber attacks will be fostered by both old and new presidents of the United States. Due to the president-elect's rhetoric against China, Chinese hacking will begin again with increased vigor. And this comes from Tom Kellerman, CEO of Strategic Cyber Ventures, expert in the field. He said North Korea will leverage the Internet of Things for more denial-of-service attacks against the West. In addition, Trump's anti-Muslim statements during the presidential campaign have increased the membership of cyber terrorist organizations like Cyber Caliphate and Al-Qaeda, and they will use their new resources to dismantle and destroy U.S. infrastructure in the coming year. So a pretty serious prediction by an expert in this field, Tom Kellerman from Strategic Cyber Ventures. He also believes that Russian cyber attacks will increase. Once President Obama takes revenge against Vladimir Putin for the hacking of the election and other things, you will see increased cyber militia attack via Russian proxies in Eastern Europe against the United States. So some pretty serious predictions. Let me know what you think about this. Is this a very possible thing to happen? Or is he being overly cautious and overly dramatic? Give me a call, 740-383-9944. Gosh, would love to hear your opinion and insight on this. Also, a cyber hangover from a divisive and inconclusive presidential election can be expected in 2017. Again, from Tom Kellerman, CEO of Strategic Cyber Ventures. He said, disillusioned American voters will become more inclined toward hacktivism. That hacktivism will be more destructive than it has been in the past. For example, ransomware will be used to encrypt data solely for denying access to that data and not for ransom. Malicious software delivering, quote, wiper payloads, which destroy data, will also increase. Voter disillusionment could also give old-line hacktivist groups like Anonymous a new reason for being. He said, Anonymous has been fractured for some time. On January 20th, you could see a consolidation of Anonymous once again for the cause of acting out against the incoming administration. So some pretty serious predictions for the next few weeks from some experts in the cybersecurity field. We'll definitely keep an eye on this. As I like to say, security, data privacy is not the most glamorous thing we do as information technology people, and it certainly isn't the most well-paying, but it's the most important. If your data is not properly protected, then it will certainly cause drastic circumstances, to say the least. Adam Lepp here, the computer guy, with my twice-weekly radio show here on Marion's Talking Place, WWGH 1071 FM and WWGH1071.com. Broadcasting by the power and magic of the internet on that website. Good morning. Thank you so much for listening. Coming up after me, it's the 10 a.m. features, where we have teasers of shows past, present, and future. News, messages from our sponsors and underwriters and supporters, and a few other things. So keep your virtual listening device or good old-fashioned FM radio right where it is. We will not disappoint. Also coming up after the 10 o'clock features, it's our local radio legend, Mr. Charlie Evers. Here's a man who's a walking encyclopedia of Mid-Ohio. He gives away prizes, the zoo, local restaurants, to die for cupcakes. Not good for my diet, but if you're not a dieter like I am, these to die for cupcakes, they're pretty good. It's okay to splurge a bit during the holidays, I tell you. They're to die for, and it's well worth it. And a few surprises. Charlie, again, expert on almost anything related to Middle and Central Ohio. Give him a call, just like you can call me right now, 740-383-9944. And Charlie starts his show in approximately 40 minutes. Here on the Adam the Computer Guy radio show, we discuss many things that are related to technology and how fancy gadgetry has such an impact on our lives in 2016, and it's almost 2017. We discussed the tragic death of Carrie Fisher a few days ago and her mom, Debbie Reynolds. Of course, she was known for many roles. Very talented actress, only 60 years old. The Luke arm, which is named after Luke Skywalker, a cohort of Carrie Fisher's character, Princess Leia, from Star Wars, is beginning to be distributed to wounded warriors from the United States military. It's developed by Deka Integrated Solutions Corporation and manufactured by Mobius Robotics. Both companies are based in Manchester, New Hampshire. Now, what is this Luke arm, you might ask? Well, it's quite possibly the most advanced arm prosthetic ever to be commercialized. Its development was sponsored by the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, known as DARPA. Now, this Luke arm weighs about the same as a person's original arm while being close to the real deal in size as well. It has 6 pre-programmed user-selectable hand grips. And the arm component allows multiple moving joints at the same time. The actual controllers that activate different movements can be any kind of input systems that best fit individual patients. They can be buttons, electrodes, or even wireless gizmos built into a pair of shoes. The first production run of the arms is already being distributed to the Walter Reed National Military Medical Center, from where it can now be prescribed to wounded warriors. So some pretty cool news from the world of medical technology here on the Adam the Computer Guy radio show. Hey, give me a call. Let's talk technology topics, some of the things we've discussed today or on previous shows, or pick a topic of your own. We are fairly flexible. 740-383-9944. And of course, you can always email me. I love to hear what you have to say. Adam at WWGH1071.com. So this is the final show that I'll be doing in 2016. Not the final show, just the final show in 2016. Hope you have a great new year. If you are watching my live video, you will notice that I'm wearing a knit cap, a beanie, a toque, they call it in Canada, and it has a Bud Light logo on it. And I wear the hat because I like the way it looks. It's very warm. We do have an issue with the heat at the studio. We're working on it, but it's a bit on the nippy side here. It's 52 degrees, so maybe they're trying to kill me, but that's okay. I preserve well in the cools and the cold, so I think it's okay. Just have to keep my lips moving and they'll stay warm, but I think the managers like me and they're just trying to keep me well preserved and sufficiently chilled, just like a nice piece of lunch meat that you keep in the refrigerator. So anyway, as I was mentioning, in the cooled studio, I'm wearing my coat and my knit cap with the Bud Miller Lite logo on it because I like the way it looks. But I would like to be a little serious, be very serious, in fact, about Miller Lite and other beverages that folks 21 and older consume. And it's very simple. Do not drink and drive. It's stupid. It's illegal. It's dangerous. And it's not too good for your pocketbook or wallet either. If you do go out drinking for New Year's Eve and you're at a drinking establishment or friend's house, walk Take the bus if it's available. Call a cab. Have a sober friend drive you home. But please don't drink and drive. I like Miller Lite as much as the next guy, but I can assure you, when I consume it, I don't drive afterward. So, no other way to say it. Don't drink and drive, and please don't text and drive. We want you to be around to listen to our station for a long, long time, on your car radio or at your home radio. So, that's my commentary today. No other way to say it. Don't do it. Drinking and driving is just plain stupid. Enjoy your alcohol, but don't operate a vehicle after doing so. Adam Lepp here, the computer guy, with my twice-weekly radio show here on Marion's Talking Place, WWGH 107.1 FM. You know, I'm a bit of a radio geek, and in case you haven't heard me mention it before, FM stands for Frequency Modulation, but it also stands for Fantastic and Marvelous Radio. So, it stands for multiple things here on Marion's Talking Place with live, local, original programming for you every single day of the week. So anyway, as we close out 2016, we would like to take a look at something we do regularly, and that is, what are the top websites? Here are the top websites as of yesterday, December 28th, according to Alexa, which is a subsidiary of Amazon.com. We'll take a look at some of the highlights of these of this list. And you might ask, of course, what is number one? Probably not a surprise. One, two, and three are probably pretty obvious. But please note, this is a worldwide list, so some of these websites are not as popular here in the States as they might be in Asia or in Europe. So let's take a look at some highlights from the bottom half of the list. Xhamster.com, which is a site that people who are under the age of 18 should not be indulging in. Well, you might ask, where does that site rank? Well, number 80. Number 80 for Xhamster.com. Alibaba, international e-commerce site that's been in the news quite a bit, is number 89, according to Alexa. The BBC, BBC.com, and across the world, is number 92. Amazon India, number 99, Amazon.in. Amazon UK, how big is it in the United Kingdom? Well, number 75 for Amazon.co.uk. PayPal, site that I use, it's good for transactions, for paying people or getting paid. Number 62 for PayPal.com. Microsoft Office's website, where you can purchase Office, get information about it, register your product. Office.com is number 58. And Apple.com. Again, Apple not really being a .com per se, but their website has interesting information on it and about products and how to buy and how to use their items. Number 52. However, just ahead of number 52, at number 51 is Pornhub.com. And as you might imagine, Pornhub.com is not a site we're going to talk about on the air, but I'm sure you could figure out what it is. And it's actually one spot ahead of Apple.com. Well, isn't that interesting? Google Canada, Google.ca, number 48. If you're like a lot of my friends, you're a user maybe addicted to Netflix. So where is Netflix's website? Well, number 43. Microsoft.com. Again, like Apple, Microsoft isn't really a .com, but their website has interesting information and products, and you can buy stuff and other stuff. Number 39 for Microsoft.com. That is its ranking as of yesterday, according to Alexa. T.co, which is a short URL for Twitter, number 36. Do you think that our incoming president, the Donald, his use of Twitter has increased the popularity of that domain? Well, I believe that it has. But I'd love your opinion. What's your opinion on this list of websites? That Pornhub.com is actually 1 point ahead of Apple.com and quite a bit ahead. And Microsoft.com, again, is close behind, but a little bit higher in the ranking department. 740-383-9944. Microsoft's search engine, Bing.
Bing.
Yes, Bing.com. Maybe with the holidays, people thought that was a website for Bing Crosby, of course, singer of probably the most popular Christmas song of all time, White Christmas, and it's not. It's just their search engine. Number 32, eBay.com, one of the world's largest marketplaces. Number 31 on the ranking of the top 100 websites as of yesterday. LinkedIn, kind of a professional networking social media site. Number 21. Instagram, where you can, of course, instantly share your photographs of yourself, your cat, your dog, your girlfriend, your ex, your house, what have you. Number 15. Number 15. Instagram is part of Facebook. Google Japan. Number 10. That's google.co.jp. Amazon.com, a site that has probably increased in popularity during the Christmas, Kwanzaa, Festivus, New Year's, Hanukkah season. Number 8. Google India, google.co.in, number 7. Now the big ones. Yahoo, number 6. Now, 10, 15 years ago, Yahoo was probably a number 2 or number 1. It hasn't really come out of favor, but isn't as big as the website that's number 1. You probably can figure out which one that is, but anyway, Yahoo is number 6. Wikipedia, a favorite site of mine, an encyclopedia, online encyclopedia that you can contribute to as a user. Number 5. A popular search engine in Asia, Baidu.com, is number 4. Okay, so what is number 3, 2, and 1? Obviously, Facebook, Google, and YouTube are in that list, and if that's what you think, you're right. Well, Facebook is number 3. But then again, some of these other high-ranking sites are owned by these biggies. For example, Instagram and Facebook are essentially the same thing. Facebook owns Instagram. YouTube is number 2. And YouTube is owned by the site at number 1, which, of course, is Google.com. Not very surprising. Email, all kinds of apps and fun stuff you can do. And, of course, a search engine, and a very good one. Maps and all kinds of other fun stuff. So, those are the top 50 websites currently in the world, according to Amazon's subsidiary, Alexa. Hopefully you found that intriguing. Let me know what you think. Send me an email. I would just love to hear from you. Adam@WWGH1071.com. Or, of course, you can give me a call. I would love to hear from you. I'm live here in the studio at the Marion Center Mall, 740-383-9944. We are Marion's Talking Place, WWGH 107.1 on your FM dial and broadcasting live 24/7 by the magic and power of the internet at WWGH1071.com. Some more news from the world of technology. Android's latest version, again, for an Android phone, the kind of phone that I use, it's called Marshmallow, or currently Marshmallow 6.0.1. You may have heard of the Android x86 project. The idea is to put Android on your desktop and laptop computer, but some kinks are still being ironed out. Developers are still working on a few things and things that have not worked as promised. Again, I'm live here in the studio. Feel free to give me a call, 740-383-9944. I see that my frequent watcher, listener, and caller, Harry, is watching. Harry, hey, give me a ring. I'd love to hear from you. We have our phone here, all ready to hear your dulcet tones on this somewhat mild but still wintry Thursday morning as we get ready to usher in 2017. Anyway, this Android x86 6.0, again, called Marshmallow, which lets you run the Android operating system with the Google Chrome browser on your desktop and laptop computer. Instead of buying one of those Chromebooks where you're kind of married to Google and their And there are things that they make you do because you can't do much on a Chromebook other than really surf the web. And so you're not really married, so to speak, to the operating system when you put on this Android x86. You can run apps from multiple developers almost like you can on your phone. The problem is that the performance in the virtual machine is not very good. It really does seem to work better on a phone. The performance is considered to be rather sluggish. Some people have followed the progress of this Android x86 project from its early stages, which started with Android 4.0.4, which was called Ice Cream Sandwich, and then KitKat 4.4 to the current release called Marshmallow. Now, of course, Chrome operating system paired with Android apps is popular on some Chromebook models, but this Android x86 project is much more versatile and will have a very good way to be an alternative once they can figure out some of the problems and iron out some of the kinks. The experts feel that the Android x86 Marshmallow is slow, sluggish, and frequently locks up. The installation routine is not the easiest in the world. The installation screens seem rather ridiculous for the intended use on a personal computer. For example, you don't really have a SIM card on a personal computer. That's more for a phone. But one screen instructs you to insert a SIM card. Multiple screens direct people to check instructions that came with their tablet for completing various setup steps. So this idea of putting Android on your desktop computer is certainly a good one, but they're obviously ironing out some kinks, and it's not likely to be popular or profitable until that is done. Adam Lepp here, the computer guy, with my twice weekly radio show here on Marion's Talking Place, WWGH 107.1 FM, and broadcasting online at WWGH1071.com. Thanks again, Harry, for watching my live stream and for your frequent listenership and callership. Is that a word, callership? Well, he calls often and always a good conversation. Watch me on Facebook Live, on live video, via my Facebook page. If you're not already a friend of mine, request my friendship. Look for Adam Lepp in Ohio or Adam the Computer Guy. Let me know you're a listener to the Adam the Computer Guy radio show. I'll be happy to add you as a friend. And, of course, you can watch me live on video. How's that for coolness? We talked earlier about something very serious. Don't drink and drive because it's stupid, it's illegal, it's dangerous, and it's also very bad for your wallet. Your insurance will skyrocket, not to mention the fines you have to pay for it. So that's pretty well established. And one way that law enforcement, that wasn't enforced very well by my mouth, but that's okay. Law enforcement, one way that they check to see if you've been drinking and driving is, of course, to check your breath. Breath, blood test, urine test are all ways to check your blood alcohol content. Our breath, however, can be used to test for other things. And some very smart scientists and medical researchers have found ways to use breath to test for diseases and other health-related issues. Breath sensors typically focus on a single biomarker and therefore are limited in their scope and screening ability. Now, a worldwide scientific collaboration headed by a team from Technion Israel, Institute of Technology, they've developed a breath sensor capable of detecting many different molecules and correlated these biomarkers to 17 different diseases. Now, this device consists of an array of specially prepared gold nanoparticle sensors and ones based on a random network of single-walled carbon nanotubes. While it is impressive on its own, what gave it special powers was to use it to collect breath samples from thousands of patients with different diseases, and to use artificial intelligence software to find correlation in the data. I want to thank my Facebook and in-person friend, Matthew B. from Columbus, giving me a shout-out. Thank you, Matthew. Thank you so much for watching. You know, Matthew's father is a radio person, and Matthew is a regular watcher and listener to the Adam the Computer Guy show. Thank you so much for listening and watching, Matthew. Feel free to call. We can talk technology topics. Pick a topic, 740-383-9944. We're discussing about some very smart medical researchers in Israel who can use breath to test for diseases and analyze somebody's health. Now, thanks to the artificial intelligence component of their research, the average diagnostic accuracy of their system, again, it's a system for using breath to analyze health and check for diseases, it's come to 86% for 17 different diseases, including everything from cancer, Crohn's disease, pulmonary hypertension, two types of Parkinson's, and even preeclampsia. So some very, very smart cookies there in Israel using breath to analyze people's physical health. Keep an eye on that story for you. Adam Lepp here, the Computer Guy, with my twice-weekly radio show here on Marion's Talking Place. We are the talking place, the only place in Marion to have locally produced content. The very cool content, by the way. WWGH 107.1 on your FM dial. And again, broadcasting by the power and magic of the internet at WWGH1071.com. Let's take a look at some more medical technology that some very smart people, people a lot smarter than me, have developed. Let's go to University of California in Los Angeles, UCLA. Researchers there have developed a smartphone attachment capable of identifying whether a sample of a given bacterium is resistant to a particular antibiotic. This technology may have great potential for use in areas susceptible to the spread of infectious diseases when expensive laboratory equipment is not available. There are 96 chambers within the device, each containing a bacterial sample mixed with a dose of an antibiotic and given time to react to the medicine. An array of LEDs illuminates the samples while the phone's camera captures images of how light passes through the sample chambers using a special app. These images are then transferred to a remote computer server that analyzes them and sends the final results back to the app. Once the bacterial samples are placed into the device, the actual testing takes only a few minutes. The researchers tested the device by trying 17 different antibiotics on the Klebsiella pneumoniae bacterium, gathered from 78 different patient samples. Now, their portable detector has an accuracy of over 98%, high enough to be used in clinical practice. Omai Garner, UCLA assistant professor of pathology and laboratory medicine and health sciences, who worked on this new device, and it attaches to your smartphone to help analyze for diseases. He said this mobile reader could eliminate the need for trained diagnosticians to perform antimicrobial susceptibility testing, reduce the cost barrier for routine testing, and assist in tracking of bacterial resistance globally. So some very smart people, medical research, using smartphones and other devices unheard of 15, 20 years ago to test for diseases. They could also use your breath to check for issues with your health. Pretty cool stuff that we're going to follow more in 2017. Well, the Adam the Computer Guy radio show, the last Adam the Computer Guy radio show, not permanently, but in 2016, is going to conclude in about 90 seconds. And then we'll be back in 2017 with much more. All kinds of great stuff. And as you can usually expect during one of the Adam the Computer Guy radio shows, a surprise or two. They're usually good surprises. Want to take this time to thank you very much. Thank you from the bottom of my heart, the bottom of my microphone cable, for listening to my show, for watching me on Facebook video, and for, of course, using our website that, yes, I do produce, host, manage, blah, blah, blah. Don't go away. Coming up at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, sharp, we have news and features, teasers of shows past, present, and future, news with Scott, and, of course, messages from our sponsors, underwriters, and supporters. And then it's Charlie Evers, our local radio legend. He's a walking encyclopedia of Mid-Ohio. He gives away great prizes, restaurant certificates, to die for cupcakes, zoo tickets, and much more. So be sure to listen. Adam Lepp again reminding you, please don't drink and drive, nor the way to say it. It's stupid. Designated driver, walk, take a cab, or do your partying at your house. Have a great rest of your Thursday. AdamTheComputerGuy.com.